Okay, today, Bezer Hashem, we're continuing in the third parak of Maseches Midos, and we're up to Paragimel Mishnah Ches. Uklonasel shel erez hayu kavun mikasel shel heichal kasel shel ulam. They had cedar wood beams that were attached from the wall of the heichal to the wall of the ulam, kadesh lo yivat, so that the ulam shouldn't sort of cave in. Vesharshu shel zav hayu kavun b'tikras ha'ulam, and they had golden chains attached to the ceiling of the ulam that hung down to the floor, shabbat, or close to the floor, shabbat, pirchikuna, olin vroon asataras, and the Kohanim. The young Kohen would be able to climb up and look at the crowns that were kept in the Heichal, in the windows of the Heichal that faced the Ulam, to see if they needed fixing. The Navi Zechariah describes the names of the people who donated the gold and silver that made the crowns, it describes how they were put in the Heichal. There was a golden grapevine by the entranceway of the Heichal, umud al gabe klunasos, and it was hung over wooden beams that held it up. Kol mishu hu misnati v'leha ola o gargir o eshkol mevi vitolaba. Anyone who wanted to make a donation to the Beis Hamikdash, you know, to sort of add to this, would bring a leaf or a grape or a cluster of grapes, you know, as a donation to add to this golden grapevine. Amar Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Tzadik, ma'isa hayiv nimnu ala sholosh meos kohanim. They once had 300 Kohanim to move it, because gold is very, very heavy. And that's how big this grapevine actually was. Moving on to Perek Dalet. Perek Dalet, Mishnah Aleph. Pischo shel Heichal, Gavo Eser Mamo V'Rachlo Eser Amos. The entranceway of the Heichal was 20 Amos high, 10 Amos wide. V'Arba Delosos Hayelo. And it had four doors, each of them 20 Amos high and 5 Amos wide. Shtayim Bifnim, Shtayim Bachutz. Two of the doors were at the inside of the Pesach and two on the outside of the Pesach. Shenemar Shtayim Delosos Leheichal L'Kodesh. It says that there were two doors to the Heichal and to the Kodesh. The outer doors would open into the entranceway to cover the walls that split between the Heichal and the Ulam, and the inner doors opened up into the Heichal to cover the parts of the walls of the Heichal that were behind the doors. The whole inside of the Heichal was lined with gold, except for the area that you didn't see when the doors were wide open, right? If the doors were wide open, so it covered that part of the wall. That part of the wall was not lined with gold. Rabbi Yehuda Amar B'tocha Pesach Hayu Amdos. Rabbi Yehuda says that the Heichal had all four doors inside the Pesach. Ukimin it's Ikumin itstromita hayu v'nikpalos la'acharehen. They were like an itstromita that folded back onto themselves. Elushnei amos amechza v'elushnei amos amechza. So each of them is like it had like a hinge in the middle of each door that folded. It was like an accordion door almost, 2.5 amos each. You know, until you got to the hinge. Chatzi amos mezuzah mikan v'chatzi amos mezuzah mikan. And there was a half an amos doorpost on either side. Shnamu shtaim dlasos l'dlasos shtaim musab. So when it says shtaim dlasos, it means each of the doors was made up of two doors, meaning each of the doors was made up of two panels that were each 2.5 amos. So to review what we learned today, in the last Mishnah of the third parak, we said that they had posts made out of cedar wood that went from the Heichal of the Kosel to the wall of the Ulam, in order that it shouldn't cave in, and they had golden chains that came down from the ceiling, where the Pirchikuna were able to climb up and check on the status of the crowns that were in the Heichal. And then we described the golden grapevine that people would contribute to and how heavy it got. And then in Perek Dal, Mishnah Aleph, we described the Pesach of the Heichal and exactly how the doors were positioned and how the size of the doors, and whether the doors were more accordion size types of doors, which way they would open up, all of that in Mishnah Aleph. Next time we'll pick up with Perek Dal and Mishnah Beis.